There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, this has become one of the more fascinating introductions to a Paracast interview with a guest, where we're getting all these fascinating, I guess in some ways could be frightening or startling, encounters that Ray Hernandez is attributing to E.T. Let's go on.
Okay. First of all, clarification from the perspective of my wife and myself, they were never frightening. Looking back in retrospect, they were never frightening at all. When I saw that thing inside of our living room, to me it's just pure... I was bewildered. I had no idea what these things were because I had never had an exposure to UFOs, to ETs, the paranormal. All those people that were interested in those things were kooks, you know. I might have seen a couple of Ancient Alien episodes late at night when I couldn't get to sleep, but that's about it. And my wife doesn't even use the internet. She was never exposed to any of these things. To her, they're angels. I mean, there's no any which way but loose. But now, she's not a hardcore Catholic like she was before. Now she's very spiritual, but she still firmly believes that they're angels.
These types of experiences commencing to middle-aged people, that's also pretty rare. Generally, these types of experiences happen early in life. To have a middle-aged couple such as yourself and your wife to have initial experiences is pretty rare. You don't normally equate these types of experiences commencing to middle-aged folks.
Do you have any memory at all, you and your wife, of having any other unusual encounters at any time in your life?
I don't. I don't have no recollection of any encounters, any paranormal experiences, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing. My wife, on the other hand, when we spoke about it, she recalls seeing a craft when she was younger, more like a very large orb. And then her mother, when I spoke with her mom, she also has, on a couple of occasions, seen these very large orbs because they grew up in the countryside. Her sister has had her own visions. She saw this huge craft one time, recently, and also, in some paranormal experiences.
So these are down in Mexico?
Down in Mexico.
What part? What part of the country?
In the state of Veracruz.
Okay.
Which is on the central Mexico, but on the east coast, it's right on the Gulf of Mexico. So it's that's the area. And she grew up, actually, this is an interesting little story here. She grew up in this city called the City of the Shamans. They call it the La Ciudad de los Brujos. And the city is called Catemaco, Mexico. And it's a very large shamanic tradition in that region. And I remember her mom, one time when she saw me, she did a little ceremony on me where she had an egg and she put the egg all over me. She cracked it. She had this special herb and she dipped it in holy water and this whole cleansing ceremony. So her mom grew up with that shamanic tradition as well.
So would I take it then that these experiences you had in recent years, that took you to the organization Free?
What had happened was that, again, this is another crazy story, Gene, but you could talk to Mary Rodwell, you could talk to Dr. Rudy Shields from Harvard, you could talk to Edgar Mitchell in terms of the chronology of this, of what happened. What happened was in May, several days after I had gone to my first ever UFO conference in Sebring, Florida. That was the first time I ever met Grant Cameron, Kathleen Martin. I was totally, unaware of a lot of these individuals. And so when I got back, it was a few days later that I was in the middle of a traffic jam and I got what I'm describing as an ET telegram. What it was basically it's a message that came to my head. It wasn't like a voice. It was like a very detailed thought. that gave me instructions. And then at the same time, I saw a video. I was inside a wheel, a huge gigantic wheel with various spokes that were spinning around me. And inside the different spokes were all of the different contact modalities in terms of near-death experiences, in terms of channeling, in terms of ETs, remote viewing, hallucinogenic contacts, you name it, all the different ways that people having contact work inside each of the different spokes. And then what was holding it together in my head, you know, I saw it as like a quantum physics slash consciousness. And then the instructions that I got was very short, was basically I had to tell, you know, humanity of the relationship between ETs, the spirit world, and quantum physics. And then it gave me two criteria. The criteria, this is not about money, and you need help, and you need to try to minimize ego. And that's it. Okay, and I was like immediately at 8:30 in the morning, I called this only experiencer that I've been communicating with, and in the middle of the traffic jam, and I told her what the hell was going on, and she said that, you know, she has gotten those types of quote unquote downloads in the past, and not to freak out. And then that night when I got home, it wasn't night; it was actually in the afternoon when I got home, I got an email from Mary Rodwell, and it was responding to an email that I had sent her 6 to 7 months earlier. And she said, "Dear Ray, I'm sorry I'm responding to this email now that's 6 or 7 months old, but I'm just popped up on my screen." Okay. And she's, and what it was me trying to find someone to talk to about that huge experience that I had with that huge craft. And I sent it to like maybe 10 different well-known investigators, you know, Grant Cameron, you know, Mary Rodwell, I think it was maybe even Kathleen, a whole bunch of other people, Whitley Strieber. Okay. And I had gotten like maybe 3 or 4 responses beforehand. And so Mary was responding to that email, that old email. So then as she said, responded back, she says, "Ray, I would love to talk to you. You know, let's go on Skype." And I didn't even know what Skype was. She was the one that taught me how to use Skype. So then on the Skype conversation, she told me, we discussed my experiences, and she said that, you know, she's never met anyone that has had contact with such a huge craft at such a close distance for such a long time. And some of the other near-death experiences, experiences that happened to me, she never really heard anything close to that, because it wasn't just an NDE; it was a whole bunch of other stuff associated with it. And so then she then told me very briefly about Dr. Rudy Shields, who is a good friend of hers, and he's an astrophysicist at Harvard and used to work with Dr. Mack. Then we agreed to continue our discussions the next day. Then at 9:30 in the morning, the very next day, I got a phone call, and it was from Dr. Rudy Shields. And I didn't even know who this person was. I totally forgot our conversation with Mary. And then he reintroduced himself, and then he basically went on for 90 minutes to give me a lecture of how advanced physics can explain all of the paranormal phenomenon, and that the vision that I actually had was 100% correct, that all of these various paranormal aspects of contact modalities are related to consciousness, and that scientists are now beginning to try to explain how advanced physics, particularly the quantum hologram theory of physics, can begin to explain all these phenomena. And then it was Rudy was the one that told me, "Ray, these ETs gave you a mission. They told you that something that you needed to do. So I encourage you to do it. And if you do decide what you want to do, I will be here to back you up. But it sounds to me that you need to form an organization. And I will be your scientific advisor." And I said, "But Rudy, I was never told what to do. I didn't even thought of an organization." He says, "Well, you know, you'll figure it out." And he says, "As a matter of fact, jot down this telephone number." And I jotted down the telephone number. And he says, "That's the telephone number of my mentor, Dr. Edgar Mitchell. And give him a call, because I'm going to send him an email and I'm going to chat with Edgar, because what you're telling me is extremely important." So then I worked up the courage like 4 hours later to give Dr. Mitchell a phone call. And then when I called him up, he immediately invited me to his house. And I spent the whole day at his house the next day. And there it was unbelievable, the conversations that we had with Edgar. And at the end of it all, he says, "Ray, you need to listen to to these ETs, what they told you. And Rudy and I already discussed it. You know, we think you ought to form an organization and that we will be your first scientific advisors. And then again, I told Edgar, Edgar, I have no idea what I'm going to be doing. You know, what should we do? And he says, don't worry, it'll come to you.
Well, what's going to come right now is a brief break. We have more to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let's just briefly remind you, listeners, we have another feature of the show called Paracast Plus, And we have a second radio show called After the Paracast. And here's how you get After the Paracast. You join the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Go to plus.theparacast.com. We offer the ad-free version of this radio show with a higher resolution copy, meaning the audio quality is better. We offer After the Paracast, kind of an open-ended discussion where we talk amongst ourselves, Chris and I, and sometimes we have guests. We also are offering a free copy of Chris's trendsetting book, Stalking the Tricksters, the ebook version, free if you subscribe to Paracast Plus for 1 year or more. 1 year or more. Check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com to learn how to subscribe, how to get After the Paracast and the free book and everything. Ray Hernandez is telling us how they managed to put together that organization called Free. Let's continue, Ray.
Okay. Fairly quickly afterwards, we started to develop sort of like a mission statement and what the organization what we would be doing. And what we decided to focus on is to do a comprehensive, quote-unquote, scientific research study of the ET contact phenomenon. And the reason for that was I described my academic background. When I had my initial experiences, I went to the Internet and what I found was just total confusion. You know, they're devils, they're angels, they're Anunnakis, they're Nephilims, and all these so-called experts were contradicting each other. And I was like, you know, what in the world is going on? Well, I want some straight answers. You know, what is happening to me? And then I started to do an academic literature review of the ET contact phenomenon. And what I discovered was that there was almost nothing that was written about it quantitatively. It was just numerous compilations of interviews and anecdotal stories. And the very few quantitative studies that were done were basically studies that tested whether we were crazy or not. And so that's how we began to compile the possible questions for our experience or research study. And now it's just exploded to this huge, gigantic study. I don't know if you want me to...
Well, I have a question. Yes. Are you running into any flack for appearing to put all your eggs in one basket with the word extraterrestrial? To me, it's something like extraordinary. If you want to have the free acronym, something like extraordinary encounters or extra mundane encounters or something that is a little bit less problematic in terms of creating a knee-jerk response among a fairly a large percentage of scientists and academics who are extremely dismissive of anything that has extraterrestrial attached to it.
Okay, let me address that question. In the various documents that we send out, we clarify what we mean by ET. But what we mean by ET is we mean non-human intelligent being. So we're defining as that. We're also stating that in this initial phase of our research, we're focusing on UFO-related contact with non-human intelligent beings.
But non-human intelligent beings aren't necessarily extraterrestrial. I think the ET word has a lot of baggage attached
okay.
to it.
Well,
it is telegraphing a foregone conclusion.
Well, here's the thing. We're redefining the term ET. We're not using the common term as being thrown out there. Okay, we're using that as a very simplistic catchphrase, which then we're redefining in all the documents that we send out.
So basically you're saying ET for simplicity, but it may not be ET.
Correct. Exactly. That's what we're doing. For simplicity's sake, so we can begin to talk about this subject, but we're defining it as a non-human intelligent being, you know, a conscious being that's non-human. And also, as I stated earlier, our approach in our organization is that all these different communications, contact with these conscious non-human beings are all interrelated. And while the fields have been segmenting this, that, oh, this is a ghost. Oh, this is contact through an NDE.
Right. It's all stovepiped and compartmentalized in a
Correct.
Way. But here's a quick question. How about my labs? Any sort of terrestrial potential explanations. For instance, how close is the nearest military base to where you live?
Yeah, we do have, I think it's 8 MyLab questions, and we're in the process of doing secondary questionnaires. Again, we to backtrack a little bit, our research study is comprised of 3 surveys. Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3. Phase 1 and Phase 2, we have a total of 600 questions. For Phase 3, we're still in the process of developing those questions. And then the last step, Phase 4, are formal interviews with the major cases. In addition, what we're doing is we're doing surveys on specific categories. Right now, we have a subcommittee that's working on developing a separate survey for the individuals that have had both near-death experiences and UFO-related type of ET contact experiences. And we've had a very large number, and I'll go into that detail later on of what those numbers are. So we are doing a separate survey for that. And we're also doing a survey on my labs. We've just finished speaking with Melinda Leslie, who has worked on my labs questionnaires for many years. And
careful.
So what we're doing is we're actually coming up with a series of subset questionnaires on very specific issues. In terms of if I could go back in terms of the individuals involved with Freak, and I sort of like. Refocus to that area.
So I was just wondering quickly before you go on and do that, how close is the nearest military installation to you?
Homestead Military Base, basically maybe 15 miles away, 20 miles away.
Okay, continue.
Okay. Yeah, as I said before, let me go over the board of directors. As I stated earlier, Dr. Rudy Shields, who's this emeritus professor of astrophysics at Harvard, is the executive director. And then our board is comprised of Dr. Edgar Mitchell, Dr. John Klimo, which I'm sure both of you know who he is. Is that an assumption, or do you know of Dr. Klimo?
The name rings a bell, but to refresh our listeners.
Okay. Dr. Klimo is a recently retired professor of over 40 years as a tenured professor in the fields of transpersonal psychology and parapsychology. His most famous book is a book titled Channeling, which has been translated to 18 languages. And he's written numerous academic articles on near-death experiences, on channeling, on ghosts, spirits, on death, the death experience. So, and he's also taught research methodology for most of his 40 years as a professor and has chaired over 250 PhD dissertations.
We are now going over the makeup of the organization FREE with Ray Hernandez. And Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for 2 people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Let's move quickly through this, okay, Ray? We want to get into the work that you're doing and answer some questions from listeners. Ray Hernandez joining Gene and Chris on the Paracast.
Let me just go over very quickly the other individuals. The other one is Dr. Leo Sprinkle, who's the first academic. He's 85 years old. He's the first academic that published academic articles on the experiencer phenomenon. We have Dr. Bob Davis, who is a neuroscientist and has written a book on UFOs. It's titled UFOs, Should We Believe? He's also a retired professor. We have Dr. Michael Melton, who is a PhD psychologist who has worked with experiencers for close to 10 years, and he's a member of MUFON's experiencer research team. The non-academics in our group are Mary Rodwell, Kathleen Martin, Giorgio Piacenza from Peru, and Rosemary Ellen Guiley. That is the makeup of our board of directors.
Yeah, I'd say pretty august company there.
Correct. And it's quite diversified, their backgrounds and experiences and their approaches to this phenomenon.
And Leo's a true pioneer, one of the sweetest guys you'll ever want to meet. And it's really gratifying. And I'm getting warm and fuzzy thinking that Leo, at his advanced age, is still being active in the field. I mean, he was going in the early to mid 60s, I think, is when he got his start in the field.
Well, he was on a telephone call last night with various of these academics, and our researchers, and we were going over some methodological issues with our research study. So Leo is still, you know, 100% working with us, guiding us, giving us exceptional feedback, supportive of what we're doing, and he's one of the foundations of what we're doing. Should I go over now in terms of the study, go over a little bit more in terms of the actual research study?
Certainly. I think a breakdown of parts one, two, and you've already mentioned that part three, I think, is actual face-to-face interviews. 600 questions. That's pretty comprehensive.
Correct. That's just phase one and phase two. Phase three, we're developing the questions now for phase three. And phase three will also contain some type of psychological profile study. Because what we're doing is we're trying to publish this in an academic research journal, and we're going to have peer-reviewed critiques of it. So we're going to be attacked left and right with what we're doing. So yesterday's meeting was, okay, let's go over all – we've been meeting, chatting for about 2 weeks internally through emails, going over all the possible ways that we're going to be attacked. And so yesterday's meeting was to try to reach a consensus of what needs to be done to address those possible critiques of our study.
The best defense is a good offense.
Yeah, correct. That's what we were doing yesterday. I apologize, Chris. What was your question again?
I was saying to continue explaining to our listeners how part one and part two are different.
Okay. Okay,
and what sort of methodology you're using.
Okay. Yeah, part three is we're going to be incorporating a psychological profile battery to try to eliminate the hardcore individuals that have mental illnesses. Now, the problem that we're facing in this area is goodness, the vast majority of people in our board are experiencers. And if we were to take some of those tests, you know, in terms of, you know, mental illness batteries of tests, we might come out that we've got some form of mental illness because all of a sudden you're communicating with a non-physical being. You're having telepathic communication.
Sounds like the inmates running the asylum there.
Exactly. You're being brought forth to a matrix type of reality where you have conscious interactions with a sentient being, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a very difficult task to try to address that concern that we know we're all going to be having, but yet not throwing out the baby with the bathwater, okay? On top of addressing these types of psychological issues in phase three, we're also going to be addressing a whole series of questions that were not asked in phase one and phase two. And then the last phase, phase four, are one-on-one interviews. And so also to reiterate again, we have this study going on in several languages. We have the study going on in English, in Spanish, which is we launched only about 45 days ago, and in French, which has launched it on the 1st. Yesterday, actually, we launched it. We already have one response in French. This survey, the phase one survey, is being translated right now as we speak into Portuguese, Mandarin, German, and Italian. And we're looking for other translators as well. So maybe I could right now tell people the best way to check up what we're doing and to get a hold of us is to go to a transitory website that we have is experiencer.org. That's experiencer.org. And there we would have a link to the survey if you want to take the survey, if you're an experiencer. It has a link to our email if you want to send us an email and other types of links. Also a link to donate to our organization. So now that we've given this background to show that indeed it is a multilingual study, just in English we've gotten responses from the UK, Canada, Australia, the US, New Zealand, and like half of the countries in Europe have English speakers that responded to our survey. So it really is, it's going to be a national, international survey and multilingual as well. So let me go into some of the specifics now of our survey.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. For phase one, as of July 1st, we've had 1,233 individuals that have taken our phase one survey. I checked this morning. Now we have seven more individuals. We have 1,240 responses. But let me go over some of this initial data that we've got from phase one. We have had 70% of the individuals that took our survey have actually seen a UFO. Most of these people, 65% of those individuals that have seen a UFO, have had witnesses. Out of those individuals that have had that answered our survey, 57% have had telepathic communications. Out of those, 44% have had information on either advanced physics or advanced science that they have no knowledge of how they acquired that information. So it's 44%, very large number. Also, 989 individuals, or 80% of those that responded to the phase one survey, have had an out-of-body experience. Okay. Roughly half, 48%, have physically seen an ET. Okay, and there's other modalities of ET contact experiences as well, but this is just physically seeing an ET, you know, close by. That's 48%. Roughly 73% of those that actually saw an ET, 416 individuals, have interacted with the ET. Okay, then some descriptions of these experiences. Okay, again, I'll be very brief. We asked them to describe their experiences. Again, these are not very good terminology, but with a fixed choice survey, it's very difficult to undertake this. With our interviews, we'll be able to get more clarification. But we asked them to describe their ET experience as either positive, negative, both negative and positive, and neutral. So let me start off with the lowest number. Okay, 5% stated that it was a negative experience. Or experiences. 12% stated that it was neutral. 17% it was both positive and negative. But overwhelmingly, the largest number, 66%, said that these ET contact experiences have been positive.
Now that's interesting because
I hope you didn't read.
I want to ask you more about that because I would think negative on the surface because so many of these UFO abduction experiences we hear about are pretty, pretty frightening encounters. We got more to talk about with Ray Hernandez, obviously, about the survey. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Noory because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, we're talking about Free's survey, about people who've had unusual experiences. And I want to ask you again, Ray Hernandez, this is basically a random poll. It's available, and anyone who has an experience just signs up and fills out the questions?
Correct. We're then going to be continue to scrutinize these same people that took the phase one, the phase two. The ultimate scrutiny is the one-on-one interview. These are going to be extensive one-on-one interviews, not done in one day. These are going to be done over a series of days, more or less to the point where you can then write like a whole huge chapter on these individuals if one wanted to. So it's going to be immense scrutiny of these individuals. We're going to be doing a psychological profile test to try to weed out individuals with severe mental illnesses. But at this point, these are individuals, first of all, where we presented this information to. We had established a mailing list of approximately, I think it was almost 2,000 individuals that we had compiled from Kathleen Martin, from Mary Rodd, from Barbara Lamb, Leo Sprinkle, numerous of investigators in the field associated with MUFON. We also sent it out to all of the MUFON directors, assistant directors, state directors, assistant state directors, and field investigators for MUFON. We also had sent it out to over 300 Facebook groups that dealt with either ufology, with ETs, with ghosts and spirits, the paranormal, you name it.
We'd like one here at the Paracast.
Yes, we sent out those invitations of describing what our study was all about, the details of our study that's being coordinated by all these academics, and where is the link to take the survey. So that is sort of like a brief background of how this thing was disseminated, which was, you know, disseminated to a huge number of potential individuals that might have had ET contact.
Well, we would definitely love to have a link to that survey here at the Paracast to help out. Quick question. Are you familiar with Dr. Tyler Kochjohn and Dr. Ellen Tarr and Dr. Kimball Cooper's Project CORE? It's a similar type of effort with an extensive survey that's given experiencers from all levels of extra mundane experiences, not only UFO related. Are you familiar with that? You guys should be talking.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Yours sounds a lot more extensive and a lot more. There's a lot more detail in there. For instance, do you ask for blood type?
Yes.
Do you determine ethnicity, ancestry?
Yes.
Have you come up with any sort of correlation between Native American and Irish hybrids?
We talked about ancestry, but we haven't gotten into digging that particular data up yet.
Because that seems to come out. I'd be interested to see the results.
Yeah. No. I mean, our studies and their studies is completely different. I mean, we have a huge number. We have multi phases. Plus, we're doing formal interviews at the end of it. And also, our questions is focused on a diversity of areas. There's, I think they only ask maybe less than 50 questions,
right.
if I stand corrected. Our questioning already, we have 600 questions.
Right. It's a lot more extensive.
Yeah. And plus, our phase three is going to be close to another 400 questions. And then in the open-ended interviews, we're going to be asking them to clarify each and every one of their responses. You know, so for example, if they say it was, positive, like in the 66% category, you know, why was it positive? If it was the 4%, the 5% category that said it was negative, you know, why was it negative? Give me the details, you know.
Let me ask you a fast question that occurs to me as we listen to this. What do you have in your survey, if anything, to guard against hoaxers, people who are just filling out surveys and saying nonsense things?
Okay. No, that question is asked a lot. One is, in order for you to completely go through this whole process, the scrutinized process, you're going to be working on this for at least in terms of the surveys, maybe six hours minimum, just doing the surveys. On top of that, you're going to have multi-days of being interviewed. And so my point is, for someone to be a hoaxer, it must be someone who's really desperate to give up so many hours of their time and so many days then with the formal interview to go through this hoaxing process. Plus, in our questions, we put a couple of trick questions in there to deal with hoaxers. Secondly, the people that are going to be interviewing these individuals, these are going to be individuals that work with experiencers for many, many, many years that have seen, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the abductions and not abductions, and they're going to be scrutinizing you. So if you are there, it better be someone who's a very good hoaxer. You know, if you've got Mary Rodwell, Kathleen Martin, or Dr. Leo Sprinkle scrutinizing you, you know, over a several-day period asking you questions, believe me, if you are a hoaxer, there's going to be a good chance that we're going to get you.
Well, that's a good warning. Or maybe it's just an invitation. I don't know.
No, I mean, it's with all of these types of statistical studies, there's always a certain sample that you're going to be getting people who are just filling, seeing out these questionnaires just to mess with you, you know. Like, for example, are you going to vote Republican or Democrat, you know? Someone, you know, writes up a little phony answer, you know. So always in these types of statistical studies, you're going to get a certain percent of these types of responses.
There's also a lot of delusional people that may not be you know, I think textbook mentally ill, but they may have a very active imagination as well.
Correct. We're going to have a subset questionnaire for that category of individuals. So that's being addressed. That was the purpose of yesterday's meeting, which is going to be the first of a series of meetings just on that particular aspect of it. As a matter of fact, we've got Dr. John Klimo, Dr. Sprinkle, and Dr. Bob Davis that are going to be coming back in a month and a half with a whole series of various battery tests that can be performed to address that issue. And then we're going to be narrowing down to, okay, let's focus on this particular test. This is what we can administer. So that question is being hammered down as we speak.
Yeah. I really can't comment until obviously I've had a chance to, look at the very extensive questionnaire. But I would also kind of caution against having too many Leo Sprinkle and Barbara Lamb types who tend to attract cases of benevolent space brothers and try to include more of the negative side of the equation with the David Jacobs and people that are carrying on the work of Bud Hopkins, who tend to attract cases, more cases of a negative type, and try to be as balanced with it as possible. I mean, Leo and Barbara, I just love them to pieces. I've gotten to know them fairly well over the years. Leo was very instrumental early on in my investigative process, but they do have a slant to their cases. They tend to attract more positive, sort of benevolent space brother type cases, as opposed to, like I said, a David Jacobs or the late Bud Hopkins.
Let me address that. We have Kathleen Martin, who for many, many years was a director and still is the director of what was previously titled MUFON's Alien Abduction Research Team. And in that team, they have many individuals that see the full spectrum of positive and negative, including Denise Stoner, who's also a member of our research team. We also have Mary Ellen Guiley, who has written numerous books, as you know, on demonic or negative aspects of this phenomenon.
True.
So,
yeah.
So we do balance it out.
Roe can drift to either end of the equation.
Yeah,
I know Rosemary very, very well.
Yeah. So this is not just a love and light group that we've got here. This is a group of mostly scientists with hardcore researchers in this field that have seen everything, you know, the positive and the negative stuff.
And that's a real plus, believe me. I applaud that, the ability to attract the quality of talent. Believe me.
And also, I've sent numerous emails to Eva Logren. We've asked her to come on board. I've sent numerous emails to David Jacobs as well to help us and work with us. This person, James Brantley, who has had published a lot of negative experiences, we've had communications with him as well. So, as I said before, this is not a love and life love and light group here.
Well, that's good. We just want to. Want to make sure you're covering all your bases.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. Has Jacobs acknowledged the communication, and has he responded at all?
No.
Certainly, it's good that you're trying to strike a balance here.
Right.
And also, it's a looking at people's attitudes that merely having an experience of this nature may be thought of as being positive, puts you in a special place. Because once again, with UFO abductions, so much of it seems to me, at least, to be extremely negative, and we can go into that in our next segment. We've got a lot more to cover. With Gene and Chris, our guest is Ray Hernandez. You're in the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's R-O-C-K.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.